This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. As the Cavs get ready to open the season with new head coach John Beilein, a former coach is back in the headlines. David Blatt, who led the Cavs to the NBA Finals in 2015, has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Blatt was fired halfway into his second season, the year the Cavs won the title. Terry, looking back, it's hard to believe that Blatt was fired despite having the best record in the conference.
I would imagine somebody 15 years from now going, well, what, did he blow up the building? I mean, what did he do to get fired?
Yeah, what happened?
This is a classic clashing of cultures. David Blatt, while he grew up in outside of Boston, and he went to Princeton, but then from the time he left Princeton on, his whole career was in Europe. He's coached 10 different teams in 7 different countries.
That's unbelievable.
It really is, and coached well. He was brought in by Vladimir Putin. So he came in there. He won a Euro Cup big tournament there. Then he coached the Russian national team to a bronze medal. He coaches another year in Moscow, and then he goes, actually got a chance to go home, a team he always wanted to coach in Tel Aviv, Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Uh-huh.
So now we're at 2014. They win the European Cup. It was a gigantic one, the biggest upsets ever. And he's thinking, at this point in my life, if I'm ever going to coach in the NBA, this is my chance. So all of a sudden, 2014, in the back of his mind, thinks, I would love to coach in the NBA. And who comes along?
It was Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, not the Cavaliers first. And they offer him a chance to become the top assistant. Well, he takes it, and he gets a call. It's David Griffin from the Cavaliers. Would you like to come and interview for the head coaching job here? 3 weeks after David Blatt gets the job, LeBron decides he's coming back to Cleveland.
Yeah, and that changes everything.
You never would hire David Blatt to coach a win-now team with a veteran like LeBron James.
Okay.
They thought they were going to have a younger team and build with David Blatt. And LeBron's not in the mood for some coach from Israel and Russia and everywhere else. And David Blatt didn't help himself. He, like, bristled whenever they said, you were a rookie coach. Players didn't relate to him at all. The odd thing was, they won.
Yeah, they went to the finals and lost.
Right. Basically, LeBron just dragged a bunch of these guys, Matthew Dellavedova, Tristan Thompson. Now, they hired Tyronn Lue to be his top assistant. And the next year, they come back and they're 30-11.
And they fire David Blatt.
Right, because not only LeBron's complaining, other guys are complaining about their minutes and not doing well. Tyronn Lue took over.
They won the title.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, in effect, it worked. You know, they had all kinds of internal strife and everything else, and they never won another title.
What happened to David Blatt after that?
Okay, so Blatt is really hurt by this. He interviews for a couple of coaching jobs, but I think that some of the ones were just afraid, well, gee, there must be something really wrong with the guy that we don't know if they fired him when he's 83 and 40.
Yeah.
So he's offered a couple of assistant coaching jobs. He doesn't take that. He decides to go back to Europe. A team from Turkey makes him the highest paid coach in all of Europe. Greece comes in and offers him more money. He goes to Greece, and then he's diagnosed with MS.
Yeah, coached one game.
One game. It's just odd. I mean, here he is at the age of 60. My thought was, had he gone to Golden State, he'd been sitting next to Steve Kerr beating the Cavaliers in the finals. And we might be talking about David Blatt as one of the better NBA coaches. It's just a weird what might have been story on a couple of different levels.
You're one of the few people in the media that really liked and respected him.
I did, and I think it was, I really studied his career, and I talked to some people over there, and everybody I knew that knew his teams, it's like, if he wasn't considered the top coach in Europe, he's among the top three, and I just felt like he had no chance. If you've ever worked in a job where you did a good job, but suddenly you realize, I'm just in a wrong spot. The key person here isn't going to like me no matter what I do, and then in the end, you know, you go back, you get fired, and you still have a good career, but you just wonder, well, if I would have just gotten that job under different circumstances, I always wonder what I could have done.
Yeah, and that's definitely the case with David Blatt.
That is the, you know, sort of the bottom line of David Blatt with the NBA.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about the Browns in the bye week, from bad officiating to bad plays.